There's another guy who dropped something.
There's another guy who also dropped something.
And he started off with a note. We're talking about Kendrick here. He started it off with a note telling everybody that he was cruising on beach cruisers because that clears his mind.
It was a link on Instagram.
Yeah.
Was it a link on Instagram or was it on Twitter?
I don't know where exactly.
You can't post links on Instagram. Unless
I'll be honest, I don't have time for
this. It was in his bio probably or something, but the man posted a note telling people he liked to chill on his beach cruiser because that cleared his mind.
He didn't use his phone
for a month, and he ended it off with, "This will be my last album on TDE." And then a few days later, he dropped a song with his nephew, Baby Keem, Family Ties. People are liking this song online. Seems like people are enjoying this thing.
It sounds like the kind of song that people would like. That's what I heard. When I heard it, I said, oh, people are going to like it. I don't. But people will. And that's,
I think it's all right. I think it's not a horrible song. It's all right song.
It's not. You don't like it. It's a Baby Keem.
You don't like it?
Not really.
Oh, good.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I've listened.
Same page.
I've been trying to listen to Baby Keem.
Again, it's one of those where I'm like, oh yeah, okay. People are going to like this. I know that. Yeah. This is, people like this stuff. I'm just not really too much on it. Can we just get J-Rock again and stop with this?
Oh.
Can we get Schoolboy? Can we just skip yours?
A little.
No.
Are we already into the verse though?
Not yet. We haven't talked about the verse on the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, continue. Song.
Which verse? No.
DDE has been adding a lot of people, by the way.
Like, which verse?
Of
the Kendrick verse.
On this?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to digesting that like that yet.
Oh, okay.
I barely remember what he said.
First thing he said on the verse was smoking on your top five.
Listen, he should not be talking like that.
He said
it. He shouldn't talk.
Yeah, he did. He said a bunch of things he shouldn't be saying.
Omega.
But let's address something. Listen. Let's address the
elephant. You can only call me by a four-letter word.
Listen, stop it. You've been away for this long. Like,
What's the four-letter word? I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't get that
either. It's either genius, a goat, or
king. What?
Goat or king.
Who told you that?
No, like,
that's what I assume. The four-letter. Because he called himself King of New York.
Omega. He said Omega.
That's not four letters.
I know.
So I'm just doing it. Like,
I know. But after that, he said, you can only call me.
My thing is this.
Yeah.
No. Right? But the elephant in the room that we must address.
What is the elephant?
Is that, to my understanding, we are the minority in this.
Yes.
We're the only ones who have this take. You and me especially. Jeff's sort of on the fence.
I'm 50.
But I'm 50% there. The majority of people are not in agreement with us at all.
No, people are saying that
what do we say to that?
He killed this.
They're smoking. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm going to try and do a little bit more of it.
I don't care about the nuance.
I'm do
like,
a little more of a,
yeah, no, go ahead with the nuance.
We have a tit for tit.
Let me give what the people have been saying. People have been saying that...
Who's people?
Who's people, actually?
Online, the consensus.
Okay.
Twitter.
Okay, no, cool.
No, the Reddits, the Twitters, the...
All the socials.
Okay.
You got
the general consensus, basically.
You got all of them.
The consensus is that the king is back.
Give me a moment. Read the tweet. What tweet you get? Which one is this?
Let me look up the... People are going crazy over his multiple flows. They like...
Multiple? wait. Multiple.
Multiple. I remember.
I heard one. Did you hear multiple? I'm dead ass. I heard one. Maybe that's me. I heard it once.
They're talking about speeding up and slowing it down.
Yeah, listen. This is what I fucking hate. He's okay. I'm sure he's a great guy.
Let me read you some tweets.
I hate his fans so much. He has the worst fan base.
He's directing it to you, though, Jeff.
I know he's directing it.
He has the most annoying... Which fan base in hip-hop is more annoying. Tell me.
Hold up. Let me read you a few tweets. One said, oh my God, Kendrick Lamar verse on Family Ties was a spiritual experience.
Jesus Lord.
Then another one is Kendrick Lamar leaving the studio after recording his verse on Family Ties with a video of Kanye on fire.
Kanye West as a more irritating one.
I don't agree. I really don't. They bother me more. But they're close. It's close. Leaving the studio doing what? Oh, there's probably some picture of him. Okay, whatever. And next?
I need some sounds for this.
What sounds?
Me listening to Family Ties right now. Good to hear some new Kendrick. And then
that's what I'm talking about! That's why he's doing me! That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT! That's what I'm talking about!
Yes.
You know what?
It's a bunch of this shit.
You know what his fan base is like? We're trying to. Listen. Let me say. I'm single. We're trying to get this podcast up. So I'm unfiltered this year. I told you guys. You know his fan base. His fan base is just like Trump voters. That's what his fan base is.
I hate that you say it because it's right.
It doesn't matter what he does. It don't matter. What did Donald do? Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Jesus. What did he say? What did he do?
At every turn. They're protecting
him like,
at every turn.
It's like a little half verse. You're going away for 5 years. This is all we get. On your nephew's song. It's not that impressive. This is enough.
No, my
this is enough.
This is not where my issue lies, though. This is not where my issue lies, though.
With J. Cole's whole fucking album.
According to them. Yeah, according to them.
Drake have a whole album features, putting other artists. He may have made like 2-3 people famous in the time that you've been doing nothing.
These memes are hilarious. Giveon,
yeah, oh, yeah. Young Blue, and he has another one that he made famous somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. And you can.
He been.
Was he not been influential for
even Heady? He did that feature. Yeah.
He gave Dave also a push.
Sure, but I'm talking about in the last.
Yeah.
How is it in comparison? How is this enough? How is this just this? And am I deaf? Because we heard this together. You know?
Yeah.
Was it just me?
No, you were not.
No, but that's not my issue there.
This verse is compared to what he has done before, it's not that
speaking on the things he's actually saying. He's not allowed. No, he's, in my opinion, he's not allowed to say those things.
Of course not. But that's the point.
All right.
But he says it.
He's not.
But he says it because he comes into his verse, smoking on your top five tonight. Yeah, I'm smoking on your what's her name tonight. Smoking
but you're not there. You're not on the top five.
Smoking on yours ain't 2-9 yet you. Then he gets into his verse. I'm the Omega P Lang Rolly Gang SIE. Don't address me unless it's with 4 letters. I thought you knew better. I'm ducking the pandemic. I've been social gimmicks, been ducking overnight activists. Yeah, I am not the trending topic. And then he does that again.
What does it mean, like the four letters? What is it? What does
let's
he
see what
say?
Genius tells
yes,
us.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you're not on there.
Genius tells us throughout Kendrick's verse, he raps about his great about his position at the top of the rap game. It only wants to be addressed by 4 letters, G-O-A-T.
Goat. Okay.
To go in the biblical team, it's always biblical. Kendrick may also be referring to the Hebrew word
stop.
Usually translated to J-H-W-H.
No, because this is my look at the reach.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Look at the reach. They're pulling up the Bible now. Look at the reach. Relax, first. But like they take something so simple and they make it this 10 times bigger than it is. He doesn't have to do, and this is why the quality of his music is falling off. Because the pressure is in there. It don't matter what you do.
I don't believe they actually did that. That is come very off, ridiculous.
What kind of sick reach is that?
I don't think he has to say a lot. But people would just come up with, you know,
they'll just come up
things.
With some sort of shit and make it a whole thing.
100%.
That is hilarious.
And the platforms, it's not even people, the platforms do it. That Pulitzer Prize didn't make sense to me either. Yes, I'm here today. That Pulitzer Prize didn't, what's he getting a Pulitzer Prize for?
For the lyrics on an album or some shit.
Somewhere, bro.
What album again?
It was To Pimp a Butterfly, right?
Ah, okay. Do you know what a Pulitzer Prize is?
What year was that?
Do you know what a Pulitzer Prize is? Come on, fam. Stop. This is so exaggerated.
Who won the previous year? Or like the previous...
I don't know. I didn't even know that. Apparently,
it was not for To Pimp a Butterfly. It was for Damn.
Okay, that's, that doesn't make sense.
I know that Pulitzer Prize has... I found out that they have categories, apparently. Right?
They have a music category.
They have a music category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he won this one.
It was for Damn.
For Damn?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like... First of all, I think the Pulitzer Prize mostly it's known for writing, like literature.
Yeah.
That's the famous one that it's known for. But they also have a music category.
They have also for writing sense. Music, apparently, yeah.
Pimp a Butterfly would have made sense. Damn, I don't know.
A Pulitzer fucking prize. Seriously?
For Damn.
No, I don't care what you made.
Let it sink in. Damn.
But not, but you know, it's just exaggerated. It's overhyped. It's just, come on, fam. Let's relax. All right. Let the man actually put some pressure on the man's neck. Let him actually produce something that's good. Don't go fucking hype over this little thing that he did for him to think that this little thing is enough. See, that's the thing. These other dudes, they don't get that luxury.
No. Almost nobody gets
especially Drake. Drake doesn't get that luxury.
How did Kendrick get this
Drake
luxury?
Is the exact opposite. If Drake, even when he tries really hard, if it's like, oh, but it wasn't that bad. He's done that before. Not that good.
You mean the naysayers, though?
A lot of people.
Seriously, a question.
Even before the Certified Lover Boy, it has to be the best album ever. It has to be an instant, or I don't want to hear it. I'm like, fam, do his thing.
I need a
and
classic.
And with him, they do the opposite.
I need a classic from this guy as well.
But with him, they do the opposite. With him, they go, it's already a classic.
No.
I swear.
That's fucking saying, fam.
From this guy,
you're
I need a classic.
You're saying this, but I mean, you're thinking.
No.
You need one. Other people also need one. But with him, people say,
the pressure is on. The pressure is on for him.
For him, the pressure is on.
The pressure is on.
This man cannot come with a regular. If he comes with this shit, what he did on this song, nah.
People will love it.
And by the way, don't even.
People will love it, of course.
I don't want to hear him say something in an interview talking about, oh, I don't feel the pressure. You should feel the pressure. Because if you do not deliver, okay.
I don't know, man. But the fans, these Trump voters, man.
Did Kendrick get this?
How did he get this luxury?
Is it because he sounds pseudo intellectual in his songs? Like, it sounds like he's talking about stuff more than other people are talking. Like, he's.
I think he resonates with a certain group that is a little wavy.
I can understand that he tells certain stories in a more digestible way.
No, he doesn't though.
No,
he actually makes it less digestible.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it a lot.
He takes things that are very simple, makes them very complicated.
But is that what people like?
How much a dollar costs, for example?
How much a dollar costs is one of the worst songs I've heard in my entire life.
Calm. You don't.
Why need to hit him like that?
It's not that bad. It wasn't that bad. I understand why you're saying
it's a perfect example of why I don't like the dude and his fans.
Yeah, give me a second.
It's not even a song.
Just give me a second.
It's not even a fucking song.
Give me a second. Give me a second. What? I completely understand. And I understand your point. Yeah? But it's an actually good song. Okay?
It's not a song.
Yes, he's talking over sounds. Performance. Yes?
That's fine. If he wants to do spoken word, he can.
And I told you.
I didn't pay this $14.99 for that.
Did you pay?
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah,
we all bought that album.
Spoken word.
No, you two did.
That album I bought you.
Yeah.
How much a dollar costs? Stop.
I like that album a lot.
And it's such a bad spoken word performance also. It's so fucking corny. Oh, the homeless guy is God. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck out of here, man. I forgot about that,
yeah.
I'll take Molly's and Percocets over that any day. I will. Fuck that. I understand that. I've seen that.
I will not get into this discussion again. We did this earlier.
I'm not getting into this discussion.
If anybody wants to hear this discussion, go
I'm
to
not
episode
getting
two
into
of
discussion. I'm not getting that discussion. Podcast. I'm just saying the point they make is that he's so intellectual and that's why he's okay. But I'm like, well, what are you doing with this? I'll listen to the album. Listen to it. I'll give you that one. But if anyone from TDE is listening, you know, give us Schoolboy.
Because TDE has been doing well. They have been doing well in his absence.
I'm very excited about.
Almost everybody has dropped something and everybody has dropped some pretty good fucking shit.
J-Rock's album.
They don't need him at all. So I'm not surprised. Like, yeah, he can leave. He can leave TDE.
Look how he puts it.
He can leave TDE. He's not necessary there.
I don't know.
He can just do something else. Like he can do his PG Lang shit and whatever that is. He can
more vague shit.
Like he can do that. He doesn't need to be in TDE. We are happy with Summer Walker and the rest of the crew doing their shit.
You think Drake has to address him?
No.
Yes.
No.
See, these opinions, man, they differ. Because some people say yes and some people say no. I say, man.
Address what?
Because they're the two top dudes and the two top dudes.
What top dudes? Like, I don't consider, to be honest, I don't consider him to be.
Not anymore.
Neither do I. But the general consensus, is that you and I are incorrect.
The general consensus.
We're in a minority.
I think that a good group of people will harass Drake to a certain.
And I don't Drake will understand.
Drake will not respond.
But get this. There's an individual. Okay, no, there's an individual that's been consistent 5 years long. Yeah?
They don't care.
This other kid has been vacant from any platform for 5 years. And you're still supporting, you're still backing the kid that's been
gone. It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
It could be because I'm going back to why does he get this luxury. It could be because he's more rapidy rap.
What do you mean, Drake?
Kendrick.
Rapidy rap?
I can mention probably off the top of my head five rappers.
That's rapidy rap.
That rap better than him.
Mm-hmm.
That's also another thing that they give him, like, oh, but he's such a great rapper. No.
Is it fully the Drake better than he does? Cosign?
What are your favorite?
Is it the Drake cosign?
One of your favorites, Freddie Gibbs.
I think Freddie Gibbs is a better rapper than him, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'll be definitely
someone
I'd mention.
Freddie is
a better rapper than him.
Freddie is a killer. Is it fully the Dre cosign?
It can't be just the killer.
It's not. It's not.
Something gave him this luxury.
I think that there's a, I wouldn't say the generation, but a group of people that, you know, are core fans and they stuck with him. I don't know. Like, he can't even shake them. Like, he can't do anything wrong.
Is it really? Is Section 80 was that good? For
I respect. Like, okay, seriously, about, Section 80 is sick. Sick. Like,
Section 80 is a masterpiece.
Masterpiece. Indeed.
So, Section 80 was that good that people said, all right.
Like, I don't think people supported him like this during Section 80. Like, after. I think afterwards. That's my opinion.
No, it was
afterwards.
It was afterwards.
Because there are some people that are Kendrick fans that don't even know about Section 80.
No, but it was Section 80 was the after that.
Yeah.
What did it for sure. No, man, I don't know how he gets to do it. One take is that it has nothing to do with his music at all. One take is that he's barely even a music artist or rapper. He's a personality.
A personality.
This guy's never here. How is he personality?
No, I see what he means, but I mean, a personality, that's stretch. That's a stretch.
He's never, he doesn't even,
I think,
that's the point.
I think that's what, people like the idea of him. People like what he represents, right? Yeah. Sort of anti-establishment, fight the power.
Okay.
Justice.
But not really.
Not really, but
he's
it
not
don't,
really
don't,
of that.
But isn't that perfect for this generation?
Yeah.
That's
but not really.
True.
Not really.
He looks like it.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a casual, you know what I'm saying, version of that. I think that's the only thing I can make. It's not the music. You can't come and tell me that. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be something more of like,
is
the image of him.
It's the idea of him.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think it's the
What are your thoughts since you're the bigger Kendrick fan?
I really think that first album did a madness on people and they are still...
Which one are we talking?
Good Kid.
Okay.
I think that people
I
are...
I can mention albums that are better than that one.
But I think people are still going off of that thing, and based off of that, they're just still calling him one of the...
Section 80 was better than that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, but for people...
Pimp the Butterfly was better.
Also.
I don't disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Mm-hmm. I think that some people are just going off that album, the story they heard, they were immersed in some kind of way at that point in their life, and they're just not letting go of that shit. It might be what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the time frame. A lot of these people, when he came out, we were, what age were, how old were we?
I think we were still in high school.
17, probably.
We were 16, 17.
High school.
It's the perfect time.
I remember when Pimp a Butterfly dropped. We were at the McDonald's.
A little older.
We were at the McDonald's. I don't.
We were a bit older.
By that time, we're a little older. So
later.
Yeah, but this man had the perfect era for everybody, for at least this generation to come in. Like, he came in when most people were between 15 and 20 of the people that now really have you fucking with him, and all those people aren't just. They were immersed in his shit. I don't think around that time there were too many rappers who were doing the same thing as he did. So that all of that combination of stuff just made him immediately like a favorite among people, among young people. And that just stuck. It's not even that he's that much better or mm-hmm. or he's not better than most of these newer rappers or some of these people that came before him or after him, but he just had the perfect timing. Mm. I think to a degree, J. Cole has the same thing.
J. Cole, I get it a little bit though.
But he has the timing as well. It's around the same time.
No, but J. Cole still gives us music.
Yeah, he still gives us music, but he has that era where he came in. Drake also that's why I think the three of them keep sticking, although they are not
there's a completely different reason why Drake is sticking, but continue.
No, but they came in around that same era, around that same age, people start sticking with certain stuff.
You're telling me it's the same people that were sticking then that are still sticking now? To agree, it means
mostly,
so much to them.
Mostly.
Meh.
I think those people.
That's a tough stick.
I think those people are those diehards. They're denying every and anything.
How can it be that?
It needs to be something like that. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
You didn't do anything. Yeah. I don't get it. It's like, what are you a fan of? And the music that he released before,
people gonna hate you, man,
wasn't good enough for you to not do anything for that long.
This is not a new take for me.
What do you mean?
You have said this before.
You've
said this. Yeah, that's why I mean this is not a new take for me.
It makes no sense to me.
I fully understand.
And it's not that I hate the guy or I like his music. Not that, but I'm just like, it's just overhyped. I can't even describe anyone else who's
since it's overhyped, it doesn't like.
Because it's different. Kendrick Lamar's dope. Cool. Yeah, he's making up new project. Cool. Then, he's the fucking king and he's the number one. How, fam?
How is he? How is he? Like, yeah.
It's disrespectful to all the people that are here.
Very much so.
Who should it be? Let's end it with that.
Who should be instead of him in the list with Drake and...
Now.
Well, is the list still Drake, J. Cole? And then...
I don't think so.
Just who replaces him at that point? In this list,
yes,
of good rappers.
Like, are we talking about 5, 3? What
if you just have to say 3?
Okay, let's say 3. Go ahead, 3.
Man,
I don't know.
You need to give me a little bit
stuff out there.
Yeah,
Tyler Creator probably has to be one.
Tyler, shut up.
Tyler has to be one.
Tyler, shut up.
Tyler Creator has to be one again. Another one who has, even if you don't like it. The man has been doing a lot constantly for the last few years. But that's not someone who never gets mentioned in that.
But he has been doing some very.
But the man has been doing epic shit. Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Or I'm waiting.
Consistently.
I'm waiting.
What do you mean?
Who else?
What are we talking about?
Who else?
What do you mean? What am I talking about?
Who are we talking about?
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator. Yeah. Mm. Okay. So now I wouldn't consider it.
But that doesn't make any sense. That's what I don't understand.
Travis has also been quiet for a while.
That would make sense to me more but it would still make sense to me more than...
Kendrick, yeah.
Because he's been here and he's done big things.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people who are here and are doing stuff. The new dudes are still too new.
New. Mm-hmm. To me. I think Tyler and...
So basically we're talking about Travis, the middle generation, basically.
Yeah,
you have the newer cats, mid-generation. Mid-generation.
Mid-generation.
And you had the older cats, and we're talking about the middle ones, like the Drake generation, basically. Drake is number one.
Cuddy doesn't.
No.
No, he's also away for too long. Who else? Because
A$AP Rocky's dating Rihanna, so he's out.
A$AP Rocky...
He's dating Rihanna. No. He retired.
No. A$AP Rocky is on some. He doesn't care about music anymore.
He retired.
Together with Rihanna, he said, like, we don't need this shit anymore. He's finished. We got money. We live. I'm going to live with this Fenty shit.
He's out. Trophy husband.
Because A$AP would be in there. Definitely.
What? A top? No, top what?
No,
top
wouldn't.
Where? Top where?
He would be one of the mid.
Top where?
The mid.
Top true. Where?
Oh, you mean in the list? No, I think he would be top somewhere where? In the top. For the mid era. Yeah,
Testin and then what?
Yeah.
Testin wasn't even moving like that.
No, the one before, LSD, I think that was, that album was great.
Mad long. Then you're talking about long.
No, that was before Testin. Before Testin was LSD.
Yeah, but it's very long though.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be the one.
Mm. He has more been occasionally.
He's been out. Yeah. I'm talking people who've been here consistently. Travis Scott's been here consistently. Tyler Creator's been here consistently.
I'm not
name
looking.
A few. Yeah, name a few.
You're looking just at consistently. I'm also just looking at
who would be better. Well, we can't shit on one dude for not being here consistently and then tell all the
people. Exactly. You need to be consistently, but you also need to do some good shit.
Of course. That's why you would put him in a 10. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Tyler, the Creator's put out great projects.
Very good projects.
So has...
not his mixtape, though. Look at you.
Travis Scott.
J. Cole's...
What mixtape?
Has been somewhere.
What is it? Metro Boomin or something?
That 21.
Tyler, the Creator.
Wasn't it...
No,
not Tyler, the Creator. I mean, Travis Scott.
Which mixtape was Metro Boomin?
No.
Travis Scott has a mixtape with Metro Boomin. Which one you mean?
Did we miss something?
There's a mixtape, I think, with Travis Scott and some DJ. I think it was Metro Boomin, right?
No.
Travis Scott mixtape. I really don't know.
No, there's no mixtape with...
I'm positive.
Birds in the Trap Sing Midnight.
No, not that one. I know that one. But there's one after that.
I don't remember.
You're talking about Astroworld after that.
No.
And after that, Jack
At
Boys.
Least Travis has a mixtape. Oh, yeah. He also has a mixtape.
It's Big Sean that has a mixtape with Metro Boomin.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Sean. Oh, sorry.
Shit. Big Sean does have a mixtape with that, which didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't. But wasn't Travis with Quavo as well?
Yeah. Huncho Jack.
You have that one. You have that one. The joint one.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Migos definitely take a point. They take a place in
if Migos. If Migos could be considered as one person, I would put them in there. I'll put them in there. Yeah,
they consistent.
Like consistent. Like
they've been here.
Yeah.
Even separate by themselves with the albums they dropped and the albums they did as a collective. Like, yeah, no. They are consistent. They have been here.
They've been consistent. Yeah. True.
21 Savage. Or is he too young?
I would have put a Young Thug in there. But
the last one.
I didn't like his latest releases.
No?
Nah.
So Much Fun.
Yeah.
The last one with Morgan Freeman on the narration.
No, he means Young Thug.
Young Thug.
Young Thug.
21 Savage been doing his thing.
Yeah, 21 Savage. That man is killing it, definitely. Young Thug.
I would have put Young Thug in there. Like, he's been consistently giving us music, but I agree, the last few
have been a little bit off. They're not bad, but they have been off.
Yep. So, which one is it, though? Like,
Future has to go in there before all these people.
I can see the Future. Yeah, I can see the Future, even though I'm not...
I never know where to place Future for. In my head, he... is before Drake, as in
no, he's around,
he's a slight era, like one,
no,
a little bit earlier than Drake.
He was around before the Migos too.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean before in terms of when he came out?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
But in my mind, somehow I have that idea.
It's the other way, slightly after.
It is around the same time. Maybe I heard Future. Drake was much bigger, the two of you told me about Drake.
Mm-hmm. Drake was much bigger, much sooner, specifically. 2009, 2010.
Y'all were angry at me because I said, nah, sounds okay.
I remember that.
He's still on the same energy though. He never changed his energy.
He was on Mr. Philadelphia. Remember that?
Yep. I was Meek all day.
I swear. No. We had this discussion. Do you remember the mixtape? You were backing.
Yeah.
This is the best mixtape.
I was heavy Meek.
He still stands by it. By the way, Meek.
That's who you should put in there.
That's who you should put in there. Especially after that last album. Especially what, again, also consistency. Consistency.
Yeah.
He even went to prison and still delivered.
Still delivered. Yeah. That's actually a very good.
I remember how heavy
Big Sean,
I was.
Big Sean took a wrong turn.
We need to hope that he comes back.
I heard your man's is retiring or something. Or you're not feeling well.
What? Which one?
Wale.
He's retiring.
Didn't you hear something?
Bless his heart, man.
No, seriously. He said he's retiring or something.
I saw that, but I don't know what that is.
From music. Well, he's taking a hiatus, he's taking a break because he doesn't...
Yeah.
But seriously, they say he has health issues.
Mental health.
Was it mental health or...
I thought it was mental health.
Wow. Okay.
I thought it was actually, from what he...
The last thing I saw was that he doesn't feel appreciated and that is eating at him and...
Are you sure? I really feel like I heard something with a physical...
I thought it was mental.
Because I don't want to play... It was a serious thing. It wasn't a joke. So I don't want to play... I'm not playing around.
It's sad to hear, but still.
It's unfortunate when that happens.
Look at your face, man. Like, can you please at least be genuine in this moment?
I am genuine.
MJ, I saw your face, man. Like you were so him. Like you were. You're bringing. So...
I'm not, I wasn't. I 100% wasn't even doing that. Because I'm saying, if that is it, he's been struggling with that for a long time.
At least
time.
Be it's sincere about it.
Okay? I am sincere.
I saw you your even face. Let me talk. I swear, I saw your face.
You know what? You do the fucking talk then. I'm just saying it's unfortunate when that happened.
There's no information.
He's right now. Retiring.
No, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't consider him to be in the top three then. Ooh. Wale.
Meek Mill should be in there for sure.
Meek Mill is in there. Drake is in there. Give me your last one, man. Give me your last one. What's the last one?
I'm saying Future.
I am not mad at that thing.
I would have given him the top five.
I would personally I don't give Tyler either.
I wouldn't give Tyler either.
Tyler also makes sense.
I'm not mad at Future.
Oh, you don't respect Tyler.
I don't understand.
I respect Tyler in but not in that way though. Wait, I don't know.
But you see, I feel like this discussion? Is what everyone's. I no, feel but, like, but I feel like I'm asking.
You're basically saying you don't respect him.
No, but I'm asking.
Not in that way though. Yeah. Not in that way.
I'm asking because I feel like a lot of people, including myself, do this. Like, I forget him a lot of times. Yeah. Like, he's here.
Yeah.
But it's because he sort of does this. You know, he's a little. Offbeat.
He's not. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like he's.
I fuck with that. I like that he's offbeat with that, legit. But it's you need to fuck with it or not.
Exactly. Otherwise, you need to feel him like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
how about your man's Chance? You put giving a chance a chance?
No, stop I'm not it, giving stop chance
it,
a chance.
Stop it, stop it, stop it.
That's his
stop
man.
It,
no,
it,
no,
it. But let me tell stop you, stop let me tell you, fuck you both. Fuck you both, because we had this argument. Yeah. I told you, Color Him, oh my God, it's the best album
I swear,
of the year.
No, seriously, it was
amazing.
It was good.
It really wasn't. It really wasn't.
Seriously, it's a good album. It's a great album. It's a great one. It's a great one.
That one he did well.
Seriously, so
the one after with the clear CD, I don't know why the fuck that man.
Don't even mention that. Don't even mention that. Like, seriously, that one. Did you listen to the Future song?
That's the only song I like on there.
There are so many songs that are actually pretty
what
good
kind
on that.
What kind of grown man?
What do you mean grown man? Stop it. Like, the fact that you even start with it like that, don't even finish the sentence. Don't finish the sentence.
He a grown man or not? He a grown man or not?
Stop it. Don't finish the sentence.
What kind of grown
just stop man? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Makes
don't
an album. Called Coloring.
I knew you were going to say this. I knew you were going to say this.
How?
I know.
And expect me, big man, to listen to this thing. And take it seriously. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's me.
No, but we got
to... Did you actually sit down and listen to it?
I did. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it.
No,
but
I understand. No,
I'm... It's too fucking
I think. I
understand it.
I listen to 5 years. I can't do it.
I have my moments where I need that shit as well.
I can't do it.
But...
I don't have that type
of... That's why I love Pusha T so much. If Kanye tapped into this Chance type of energy,
no,
it would have been great. It would have been great.
No, no.
Oh, did you listen to Ultra Vibe Beam?
Kanye needs to tap into the 5-year energy.
No, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. He's definitely not going to do that.
He needs to.
Ultra Light Beam?
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that one.
Why do you think?
That's not a Chance song. That's just Kanye.
Listen, that's the Chance influence.
It's not Chance influence. I disagree with that.
Have you listened to the Color Book? I know that song. Have you listened to the Color Book?
Yes.
Do I need to say more?
No, you do, because I'm not following.
There are so many songs that literally sound like Ultra Light Beam.
Well, first of all, I don't need a whole album of Ultra Light Beam. Sorry, that one too. Like, the one is cool, but yeah. No.
But seriously, seriously. Like, Kanye has tried to replicate, at least I think so, like I'm assuming, replicate Ultra Light Beam on his next albums. And it didn't work.
Including this one.
It didn't work.
Actually.
He does a decent job on this one.
He gets close on a few occasions.
Ultra Light Beam is a good song.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't feel like that was Chance. You're giving it the Chance.
It is definitely Chance. You're giving Chance influence.
You're giving Chance a lot of credit here.
A lot of credit on that.
Like the whole... You don't remember that, like they even beefed about the whole Pablo...
This man, Kanye said... Your album flopped because you do some bullshit. Straight to his face. It's recorded.
He said what to who?
To Chance. Because Chance was... It was around the time
The big day.
Yeah.
About the big day.
Chance was coming... Chance came to Kanye because Kanye was doing all the MAGA shit and all mm-hmm. that kind of bullshit. And Chance basically said, like, Kanye, you need to relax. You need to chill. Then Kanye yelled at him, like, you need to shut the fuck up. Your album flopped because of this.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy needs help.
Give me the last one, man. Like,
there's
no consensus.
How many do you want?
How many
do we have? What I'm saying.
We have Drake.
We have two.
We have Drake.
I need another one.
I'm
what are the two?
I need the last one. Oh, we have Drake and Meek Mill.
Because you don't like our picks, you don't. You want us to pick something else? Fuck you, man.
No, continue, man. Like,
he chose Future. I chose Tyler. What do you want?
I did choose Future. I really don't have anybody else. I'm dead ass.
Yeah, seriously, me too. Nothing. Come on, like, we could come up with
another. Give something.
Like, I'm thinking. I can't come up with.
Then don't ask us for shit.
Okay, you can take. Let me tell you. Let me tell you who came to mind, but why?
If I cuss this nigga out.
We're doing better with the not. Let's hold. We're doing a good job with the not over talking. Let's hold on to it. We're doing good. I've been paying attention. We're doing
about
good.
Let's hold on.
I tried, but we're if I cuss this guy out,
we're doing good.
If right. I cuss this guy out,
let me tell you who I can mention who comes to mind, but is not qualified and why. Rick Ross not qualified.
You
why he's
you can't
legacy
you can't.
Act.
You can't.
He's an era before him.
Of course. So yeah.
Too soon.
I've thought about those. So continue.
I got no one for you then. I'm dead ass. I really got no one.
This is difficult. This is difficult.
It's not Travis Scott.
Nope.
Over there.
I would almost say Pusha, but same reason as Rick Ross.
Nicki.
Yo. No.
Nicki.
No.
Nicki.
She's pop.
That's also not the reason.
For Nicki. Me, I'm saying Nicki.
For me, she went to...
I'm saying Nicki.
That's not the reason. I just don't think she's that.
I'm saying Nicki.
Also, didn't she semi-retire?
What?
I don't know.
No, she came back. She came back with a mixtape. Previously, right?
That was an old mixtape she re-released, I think.
No, that's not the case.
She did one extra song of
like
that,
I don't like.
She did one.
I
new
don't
song.
Like the way you frame certain things. No, she didn't.
It was an old mixtape she re-released.
She
I thought.
No, she didn't.
I don't know the whole story. I know Seeing Green was hard though.
She didn't. I haven't heard
that was. It is hard. I don't think she's that.
No,
not over Future. I don't think so.
I said Nicki.
Not over Nicki. A bunch of these.
I would pick Tyler first too.
Yeah.
I'm saying Nicki. So, okay, we at least have our own top three.
Our own versions of it.
We
two out of the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certified, let's include that, man.
Certified lover boy when? We don't know still.
The talk was 3 September, but I don't know.
Okay. September 3rd?
That would be next weekend.
A couple days.
Yeah, a couple days.
Let's wait it out. See what happens. I hope he drops it. And I hope he comes straight for your man's head top. Pow, pow.
That was our episode then. Thank you for listening. We were the Three Angry Men. I'm Jeffrey.
Duncan.
Oliver.
And thank you for listening. You can find us on YouTube, the video you can find on YouTube and also on Facebook. On Instagram, you can contact us. The full episode audio is available on Spotify, iTunes, and everywhere else where podcasts are released. And if you want to tell us something, you want us to talk about something, you have topic ideas, or if you want to come on the podcast, whatever, message us on Instagram.
That's not an option.
We will vet you.
Hi. Listen.
Thank you for listening. Peace.
Peace.